and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Corp.
Jessica, what's going on?
My husband and I are going to go visit his parents, primarily in Michigan, next week. And he wants to see his brother because they just had a baby, but I do not get along with my sister-in-law. I mean, we don't speak anymore. We're done with them. She and I had a blowout last Christmas. We've not spoken since, but he really wants to meet his brother's kid, and he wants to see his brother and congratulate him. And I say, no, we're done. You said we were done with them. We're done with them, and that's the end of it.
Well, I mean, what happened with your sister-in-law? I mean, you write off family for the rest of your life? That seems pretty extreme, right?
Yeah, well, she is not a nice person, and she goes into these violent rages. It's like she's manic or something. She calls me a homewrecker, a bad mother, in front of my mother-in-law and father-in-law.
Oh.
There's something not right with her, and she just attacked me, and I can't take the stress of it. She gives me such severe anxiety because I don't know what she's going to do or what she's going to say.
Why can't your husband just go visit them and you don't go?
I feel like we made a choice together. It's not like choosing sides. He knows how terrible she is, and his brother never even stood up or said anything. He just sat there staring at his wife, who was just going off the rails, and he never ever said anything, my brother-in-law. And I've known him for a million years.
All right.
Like, I consider him like my brother.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let's call your husband, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Todd.
Yes.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven at Star 99.9. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Todd, want to let you know we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Corp. Got a phone call from your wife who tells us the visit with your brother and his wife is not her idea of a good time. She doesn't want to meet the new child, and she thinks that you should stand in solidarity with him.
Geez. This whole situation is like giving me an ulcer or something. We don't really get along with my brother's wife. I'm of the opinion that you can't pick your family. You know, a lot of people don't necessarily get along the best with their family, but they just had a kid, my first nephew, and I can't not see my only nephew. And so I'm willing to say, like, you know what, we can suck it up and be civil and let bygones be bygones and just get through it and see our nephew, and then we can leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah, be civil and let bygones be bygones, because she hasn't done anything to you. I mean, it's
listen,
so much
I know
for you to say.
I know, obviously, the terrible things that she said. I know she's a bad person, but at the same time, like, my brother chose her, and I'm just never going to see my brother or my nephew for our whole lives. I mean, at a certain point, we have to be the better people and move past it.
Hold on, maybe you don't. Like, what we do is we ask our audience, and they may agree with Jessica, that if you've already kind of sworn these people out of your life, it's sad because it's family, but if this is the way it is, it's the way it is. And you know what? She's right. You shouldn't make the effort to take the time to go see them if they wouldn't pay you that same respect. But they may see your side, Todd. If you want to be the bigger person and go visit your brother and the baby, then Jessica, you definitely don't have to go, but you at least have to allow him to go and not give him a hard time. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure.
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Jessica has a feud with her sister-in-law, which is fine. They've kind of decided that they weren't going to be part of each other's lives. But the problem is now is that the sister-in-law has had a baby, and her husband, Todd, wants to go visit his brother and see the baby. But Jessica says, no, we're not changing the fact that we don't talk to these people just because they had a child.
I mean, come on. That's his brother. He grew up with him. And your wife has an argument with his wife, and now we're never going to speak again.
Mm.
That really doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I think maybe that Jessica needs to grow up here a little bit.
It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, today's best mix. Whose side are you on? Because their sister-in-law says some pretty hateful things about her. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Good morning. I'm on the husband's side. Absolutely. I don't think that just because there's one raging and probably a jealous person in the family, the brother should be divided. And I think Jessica should stay away from her because she's just toxic and not good for everyone involved. but brothers should definitely stick together.
You know, it's true. When there's family drama, the best advice I was ever given was actually during pre-Cana, before we got married. Mm. And I remember the priest guy said, he goes, have your husband, your significant other deals with his family, you deal with your family. So if the husband is saying, no, we're going to show up and we're going to smile and you're just going to be quiet, sometimes you got to suck it up and do it, right?
That's marriage, right? Yeah. You have to make compromises.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the guy's side because I think that they shouldn't do it. They should go because of the baby, not because of the mother.
Right. You know, thank you so much. You make a good point. And it's that whenever there's a baby involved, I feel like you have to put a lot of stuff on the side and on the back burner, because all you're doing is giving that sister-in-law more ammunition, saying, like, she didn't come see the baby,
sure.
You know?
You're making something bigger than it needs to be.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. You only have one family. And, you know, family has been there yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Todd, our audience agreed with you. Jessica, you don't got to go, but you got to let him go and not give him a hard time.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I mean, the kids aren't going, though. They're stay with me.
I just feel like they want to meet their cousin.
I think that's a different couple's court for another time. But, guys, we wish you the best of luck. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com.